Amongst the first ones of the Quran Sharif. One is Ya Ayyuhan Nas Ummu Rambukum. So this covers all mankind, Muslims, Kafirs, and Munafiqs. Then it is followed by a command directed to the Bani Israel. And the Bani Israel, the Ulul Ilm, the Ahlul Kitab. Ahlul Kitab, in other words, people that have the knowledge of the book. It means ulama. So first a general address, then a specific address. Address to the ulama. So if addressed to the ulama, then you shouldn't think that Allah Ta'ala has got anything personal against the Jews. It's an address to them, and it is for us to reflect, does it apply to us as well? He doesn't have a grudge against me, and he's talking to me. Like your father or your mother is telling you, you know, that boy is such a wonderful boy. He does his homework, comes early home, he then doesn't mix up with bad friends. He's so obedient to his parents, to his elders. He's a bundle of joy, right? So, the mother intends to teach you a lesson. Boy is wonderful, people like him. And what are his ways, his mannerisms, on account of which people begin to take a liking for him? So is it because of his looks, because of his clothes, because of his style, because of his appearance, or because of the values, respect, mohabbat, obedience? He shows these things there, so people like him. So you also do the same. So when Allah Pak is speaking to us about the Bani Israel, then says, see, they slipped and they fell to the peril and destruction. That does not happen to you. Well, see the commands. Aminu bima anzaltum sabdiqa lima ma'ati. One is to believe, right? The reason is obvious that without the belief, everything else is of no essence. Now, look at this again. Aminu bima anzaltum sabdiqa lima ma'ati. The Jews, the pagans, all they connived against Islam with their wealth, with their weapon, with their might, with their name, everything to suppress and repulse Islam. But a simple answer to all this was to say, لَيْسَ هَذَا مَعَنَا آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ. It confirms that which is with you. This is coming in your own book. The belief that comes in your own book. The Nabi is to come, these are his sifat, these are his ways, attributes. So, the Quran is confirming that which is with you, supporting that. When it's confirming that, it's drawn endorsing that, then it requires that you believe in it. So, an easy answer to that, if they had been true, was to say, that Hada Laysa Ma'ana. So they could fight and do everything else, but they could not take on this challenge. So Wala Takunu Awwala Kafirin. So this is now an address made to the ulama, to the learned. Yet first get your iman right. So he's speaking to those ulama of the Bani Israel, but he's directing the message to us. So he's directing the message to us that this message should be taken very seriously. You see, from serious people, don't be like them. Don't be like these people. You see what happened to them. Then the second command, وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. Don't be the first ones to reject. In other words, any wrong work, you don't initiate the wrong work. Anything wrong, So we initiate. Now, you are the head of the family, and you initiate a phone in the house. Now, you may say, oh, it's zarurat, right? The child doesn't know what is zarurat. Does he know what is zarurat? He doesn't know. He doesn't know. He says, no, my Abba got, so I must keep. He sees someone looking at the phone in the masjid in the first row, and he was, he wouldn't start it off. So one is an outright wrong, and one that will create a confusion in the child's mind. See, in education, we talk about a split personality. So don't make the child with a split personality. So to give an example, how does this child become split? He's got a straight mind, clear mind, he's focused well. I'm split. Like, for example, the eyes are wide. When you need something, you tamper with the eye, and he's seeing, his vision is blurred. Can't see right. So don't do this. Don't blur the vision. His vision, his mental vision, his spiritual vision was clear, but don't do it. So you do it in one of two ways. One is you hurt the eye. One is you hurt the brain, or one is you confuse the brain. So, when you look at things, just an example, give you an example of the phone. So, you got the phone, right? So, the elder has got it, you say, no, it's zarurat, right? They say, no, I read Quran Sharif from it. I'm sitting in the masjid, I'm reading Quran Sharif. But the child that is seeing this, does it confuse his mind about it? Ask yourself, does it confuse his mind? He can't see. But it's an elder. But the elder must think, that does this confuse the child's mind? So he's thinking, alright, my father can watch movies in the masjid, so watching movies is not a problem. Not a wrong thing. Stopping it perhaps quite small, but otherwise, in principle, in essence, it's not right. So his mind is not me. So there's a given example of creating a split personality. They teach about child philosophy, say like, the child did the wrong, right? If you did wrong at home, then you shouted him, you reprimanded him, you rebuked him, right? The same child, you were gone to on a picnic, and you committed the same wrong. Now you didn't tell him anything, you were smiling to him, finished. So if they say that you're creating a split personality in this child, because just now, he was rebuked, he was shouted, he was spanked, and now he was smiling at him. So he doesn't know whether this is right or not right. If it was right, then why did they spank him? If I was wrong, then why did they smile at me? So see, his mind is getting confused. So therefore the Quran says, don't you be the first one to initiate this. So the elder must understand that every step of his is being marked. When he's being marked, then he must be that imam. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. I was seeing quite a bit of fire. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. So, the child is the coolness of the eye, right? But he can become the coolness of the eye if the imam is giving the right lesson. He's taking the right cue from the imam. So if you are such, that your examples are right, your ways are right, mannerisms are right, then the child will pick it up. If the child picks it up, so he follows what you are doing. When he follows what you are doing, then he becomes a coolness of your eyes. But you must be right. If you're traveling on the Shifa Rahmatullah Ali, you're looking for direction. Like, Faiwe asked one youngster was there. Hello, can I help you? Good morning. Nice to see you. He's speaking nice of him. Pleased to see you. Can I help you? In that sub direction. Like, load this road, daddy. Uncle, go this way. Take this turn here. And you find your destination. Now, all of us were amazed to see this child here. He learned values. There's a stranger that's looking for direction. And he saw that the stranger is elder than him. And when he's elder than him, how must I address myself? How must I speak? So if this type of values a passport to the child, the child becomes a bundle of joy. That is called Qurrata Ayun. But the Qurrata Ayun is passed on by the Imam, which is Al-Nalim Taqeen Imam. The Imam must have the sifat of taqwa. Then only can he be an Imam of the Muttaqi. Otherwise there can be وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّتَيْ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. Can they be? وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّتَيْ. They are also Imams. But what are they leading to? Here you are showing the Muttaqeen. So if your faith is so beautiful, immaculate, beautiful, now your child is learning it, right? My daddy, my father, my Abba, this is how he does it. And I can't see a better way than this. But now the father has to be very, very thoughtful. When we got married, and my father, Allah forgive him, he says, see, now that you're married, then your responsibilities are doubled. And the day you got to get a child, then it's tripled. Doubled because someone is coming to your life. When someone is coming to your life, then she's going to follow you. You, the man, you put on the pants, right? So when you put on the pants, they're going to be following you. They take the cue from you. Big or small, but they listen to you. And then when you got a child, then the child will see the Abba in you. So if you are aggressive at home, you use foul languages, you are inconsiderate, shout, fight, you don't cooperate in the home, right? So the child, you're creating a personality in this child. Later on, the same personality that you created will become a monster for you. Are you wondering now, hey, why is this child so aggressive, rude, impolite, no values, no ways, no style he's got? But this is what you had passed on. Your behavior, your ways, that rub onto this child, that child now is imitating what he had seen in you. One friend of mine, I won't mention his name, he passed away. Pastor is a great buzhruk. But see, in young days, so how careful the elders used to be. How careful. He's just telling the lesson. In those days, in most homes there were lamps, right? Nobody could afford the luxury of a light. So there were lamps. So he's putting off the lamp, and he's got his hand, or call it a lamp, or call it a candle, he's got his hand on the sides of the candle, and very easily that thing went off. Normally it takes time, but he just put his hand on both sides, and did this, it blew and everything went off. Not realizing that his father is watching from behind. Better, where did you learn this one? So he had to say, I went to the movies. Probably I want to show it. That time it was Gunai Kabira. Now it's a fazilat. To see all these things there is a fazilat. What was a Gunai Kabira then, now that becomes a virtue, act of virtue. See how far we go. See, that makes me afraid. I spoke about it yesterday, the announcement. That what compounds the whole thing is that we don't consider the wrong to be wrong. Yeah, speaking about it quite often now. Right? Whether you are in a bayan, in a khanqa, in a madrasa, in a jamaat, in a mashwara, you're not reading Quran Sharif. You're not supposed to be looking at this thing here. Otherwise, you didn't show the respect to the khanqa, to the madrasa, to the hadith Sharif, to the shura, to all sunnahs, to the Quran Sharif. Right? Now, you're more interested in that. And what is being said to you is a Quriya Quran fastami'u lahu wa ansitu. Pay full attention. Your mind is not there. Now your mind is not there. Mind is elsewhere in all entertainment. And you read the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What should happen? You're sitting in a bayan. And Juma bayan, looking at this thing here. Sitting in a mashwara and looking at this thing here. Is that the right thing? Is that the respect to be shown to the sunnah? So now, see, when this musibahs come, then you will ask, as Mustafa says, that this is like a cancer, you know? It became so contagious, that we are ready to look at people's faults. But what about our own faults? are we examining ourselves? How we grow up? Where we grow up? So, the masjid is a divine place. The precincts are divine. أُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَيْنَ تُقُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَيْفِكَ. You want the barakat. You want the virtue. You want the blessings of the masjid, right? The hadith says, مَحْفُوزٌ مَحْفُوزٌ أَهْلُهَا مَأْمُونٌ مَأْمُونٌ أَهْلُهَا. هُمْ فِي هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ. هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ. They engage my remembrance and I'm taking care of them. But then the masjid, the precincts of the masjid, all be respected. Even the precincts, see outside the masjid now. They also, you know, you are in a very noble place, in a very respectable place, in a place of great importance. You won't just behave like a riffraff. Well, how are you? All right, have a scape or something. There's a light for you. By sort of entertainment, what? Or do this somewhere else. In your language, you could do that. Sorry. Not the masjid, not the precincts, don't shout, don't talk. Move away gently, respectfully. You did your work, you had to talk to someone gently, respectfully. And then, if to be rowdy and all that, go do somewhere else. Not here. Because Ibn Umar, see, we get all of our adab from the Sahaba. When he would come to the Haram Sharif, Umrah or Hajj, then he'll have his one house in Makkah, Mukarramah, and one out of the Haram. If he needed to reprimand any servant or anybody, then out of the Haram. He'll go out of the Haram, he'll reprimand him there. So, I'm sure the masjid is a resemblance of the Haram, right? You won't get the same virtue, but this is masjid, there is also masjid. To some extent, the respect that we show to the Haram is shown here. Now, if we lost the respect here, you're going to Umrah, etc. I ask you, are you going to show the respect? Are you going to be taking photos there, selfies and all that, and start swearing the government? Or do you swear yourself? You see where the disaster is coming. That respect is gone. Well, that is gone. Then there can't be a drive. There will never be a drive. You need to have a drive to do work, motivation, be charged to do it. So the charge, etc., proportionate to your respect, adab, you've got it in your heart, house of Allah, this is a virtue. This is what it does to me. So showing that respect to anything that is to deen, to do with deen, right? Anything. Then Musa alayhi salam, has got the first encounter, right? First meeting with Allah Ta'ala. So, Allah Ta'ala said to him, Inni ana rabbuk fakhla'na alayk. I am the Rabb. It doesn't mean that Allah Ta'ala was there, but Allah Ta'ala is being heard from there. Like, I'm calling you, right, on a phone, right? I am talking to you. I'm your brother talking to you. So your brother, is he there by you? But you can hear his voice. So inni ana rabbuka, I am your Rabb. Fakhla'na alayk. So what was the need for him to remove the shoes? Respect. I can't say anything else. So now, to the extent that you can respect all this, whether it's a madrasa, whether it's a masjid, because inni ana rabbuka fakhla an alayk innaka bilwadi al-muqaddas tuwa. This is wahi, this is a revelation, right? In a masjid, the revelation is repeated. In a madrasa, it's repeated, right? So wherever this is being repeated, is spoken about, showing the respect. Because where Allah Ta'ala spoke to Musa alayhi salam, it wasn't a masjid. But obviously it was a place, maqam, mahbat al-wahi. Wahi was coming down at that place. It's Muhammad al-Wahi, then you show it the respect. Inni ana rabbuka fakhla'an alayk innaka bilwadi muqaddasi tuwa. So Allah is showing that first lesson is taught, that show respect. And you don't want to learn it, then you will learn something, no drive, Ramzan becomes like an effort, fasting is an effort, Quran study is an effort. There's no drive, because you don't have the consciousness, the awareness of the place, of the message, of the wahi, of the importance of the thing. As the Ahmad should say, the first hadith in Bukhari Sharif is after Innam al Amalu, Babu Bat il Wahi il Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is تمام وحی کی باتیں پڑھ چکے اور وحی کے وحی they make Islam چٹکلوں میں in anecdotes small phrases. For us it's nice to think, see, تم تمام قرآن پڑھ چکے اور وحی کی باتیں تم سن چکے اور وحی کے وحی it's stuck at the same spot. Something genuinely wrong. No motivation in you, no drive in you, no enthusiasm, you're not charged at all. Right? There's something genuinely wrong. But now, you see this first encounter with Wahi and what is being passed on to Musa alayhi salam. Inni ana rabbuka fakhla'an alayhi. And then Rasulullah said, إِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا. You want the blessing, then فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا. Whether it's a madrasa, whether it's a masjid, whether it's a bayan, whether it's the word of Allah Ta'ala, if the word of Al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what level of respect is supposed to be showing? فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا. So that rahmat, the mercy, the blessing is proportionate to your istima and insad. The istima and insad means also mentally you are listening, not just physically. It means with the presence of the mind. Now, then you can say, you're getting the effect now. See? Then the person is affected. Adi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to have his dars of the masnavi in the Haram Sharif. That Persian, so an Arab came and sat on there. So someone expressed his feeling, so Arabi here, kya samjhega? He's an Arab, and this is Persian, and he's been explained in Urdu. This is what I'm going to understand. So the hadith of his answer was, iske liye hissi kaan ki zarurat nahi hai, dil ke kaan ki zarurat hai. To get this thing, you don't need this physical ear. You need the hearing of the heart. The ears of the heart. That is going to be listening, focused. Then it's going to be a different thing altogether. It's going, the language doesn't make a difference. That's how you'll find that in the old, right, they didn't know much of deen. But the level of respect was very high. So when the level of respect was very high, then they had a certain behavior. You see in any of your, maybe your dadi, nani, something, right? So you'll see a certain behavior. Quran Sharif was so much of adab. An elder that speaks with adab. Some elder has come straight away to put the scarf right on it. Don't you see all this happening? So they had that inborn adab. So they were like natural Islam. Islam was like natural in them. They were at home in Islam. Now that it's becoming foreign, something wrong there. Bada al-Islam ghariban, wa sayaudu ghariban, is becoming unfamiliar. You don't have that familiarity, you don't have that enthusiasm, no charge, so there's something wrong. They had it, you don't have it. They didn't have the ilm, but they had the charge. And you have the ilm, but no charge. Like you got the phone, but no charge. Can you activate the phone? Can you use the phone? You got the phone, right? But there's no charge. Can you use the phone? It's going to be useless, idle, sitting there. You'll be idle. You'll be just stuck. You can't move. No forward, no backward, no movement at all. Why? This is adab. So this is the first command. وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرِينَ. The level of adab. So this will be explained, expounded to ourselves, to our children, to the immediate circle, broader circle. Speak about it, keep speaking about it. Otherwise, People become immune. They don't pay attention for the phone in the masjid. Listening to a bayan for the phone. Even Quran Sharif, I got the phone there. Sitting in a shura, with a phone there. So now, when an elder is doing that, what the child feels? Child feels it's right. If it was wrong, then the child would have, the elder would have done this. So you're creating a confused, a split personality in the child. So if you're going to do it, that's going to be also to your credit. So do good, to your credit. Wrong, to your favor. He's watching everything. And don't think the child is too small. We think it's too small. We are talking about once the mother has conceived, be careful. But now science is discovering it now. And once she's conceived, then you be very careful. Very careful of your moves, of your language, of your values, your ways, your facial expression. Be very, very careful. Because you don't realize that the child is registering everything. Everything is getting stamped. Your facial expression, your ways, your mannerisms, your values. The child is just picking it up. Allah knows how it's happening, but it's happening. So now they're telling you now that once that wife of yours is conceived, right, and you like a certain music, the child is now just 1 month in the stomach. You like the certain music. 9 out of 10, the child is going to have an affinity for the same music. 9 out of 10. The father was vulgar, very, very aggressive. 9 out of 10, you find the same type of behavior rubbing onto the child. Are you wondering why the child's behavior is? But you were the same. So he copied you. He'd rub on. So you should have been thoughtful. See, once now I have become a father, and a father and a child. Now, I'm not alone now. There's a whole Jamaat moving. I'm the Amir of the Jamaat. Do you take that to heart? I'm the Amir. Kullukum mas'ul. Do you take it to heart? وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. So you may just live a few days and go. Then the child will carry on. Now in your cupboard you're listening, my child is doing all these things there. Sometimes it's a disgrace, and sometimes it's an honor. In the shock of a thing, Allah Ta'ala taught the hadith to show that is being presented to you. So he says, don't make your parents' face gloomy, and all your bad things passed on to them. During all these stupid things being passed on to them, their face is becoming gloomy. Mera bachcha aur ye kar raha hai. Rather, let beam with joy, good works, good ways, good behavior. Do it good. Now, the deeds are being shown to them, either twice in the week or once in the week, but the deeds, your deeds are shown to your parents. Imagine my child, look at his behavior, look at his ways. He serves, he does khidmat, he's a modest person. He doesn't go near haram. He doesn't cause confusion. Such a well-behaved child. All this is coming to him. So, aren't you creating a light onto the other face? So don't make it gloomy. Don't make it gloomy for them, right? Let their faces boom, not gloom. وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. I'm supposed to speak about أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. It comes in the same book. Lord, time, Lord, time, Lord, time, Lord, time.